From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A White House correspondent for a conservative news website has quit his job. The very presence of reporter Jeff Gannon stirred controversy among his peers. And when liberal blogs began to look into his personal life and his identity, the unwanted attention led Gannon to leave journalism. NPR's David Folkenflik has the story.
It was a press conference 2 weeks ago that started it all. A man who wrote for TalonNews.com, under the name Jeff Gannon, asked President Bush this question about Senate Democrats.
You've said you're going to reach out to these people. How are you going to work with people who seem to have divorced themselves from reality?
Edwin Chen, White House reporter for the Los Angeles Times, says Gannon's question smacked more of ideology than the journalistic pursuit of information.
I have to say, when I heard that question, my jaw fell. I just don't think the White House press corps ought to include people who are connected in some way to one party or the other.
Chen says Gannon's questions betray his conservative bias all the time. But in an interview Monday, Gannon said he provides a needed counterpoint. He said most of the media is liberal and hostile to Mr. Bush.
How I see my job is that I need to report stories that I think are important. Perhaps the most disturbing thing has been the notion that there isn't room for one conservative voice in the White House press corps.
Since last week's press conference, Gannon has inspired attacks from left-of-center weblogs such as Daily Cause. The advocacy group Media Matters argued White House spokesmen routinely call on Gannon to avoid tougher questions from others. Gannon's not the only reporter who reflects a political perspective. Hearst columnist Helen Thomas, for example, is clearly liberal when she asks White House officials questions. But Timothy Carr, executive director of the liberal watchdog group MediaChannel.org, questions whether Gannon is an independent journalist at all. Talon News is owned by Bobby Eberle, a former delegate to the Republican National Convention from Texas, who owns the sister website, GOPUSA.com. Timothy Carr.
Our concern is about journalists who pose as members of the Fourth Estate, but in fact aren't acting on behalf of the best interests of American citizens.
It's hard to check what Gannon's real interests might be, because he doesn't write under his real name. Monday, before his resignation, when Gannon spoke to NPR, he said his family had been harassed ever since that press conference.
I understand over the last 5 days why you might want your privacy. Prior to that, why use a pseudonym?
You know, there are reasons to do such a thing besides being part of a CIA conspiracy or having something to hide. It could be a very innocent
right, so I'm asking yours.
Consideration.
Yeah, right. I understand what it could be. I'm asking what it is.
Well, I'm not even going to acknowledge that it is a pseudonym.
But this week, Gannon came under siege on several fronts. Bloggers looking into his background found several websites they linked to him. Some are religious or conservative, but the web addresses of some seem to have a homoerotic tone, like hotmilitarystud.com. These sites are registered to an address in Delaware that's the same as one held by a James Guckert. And that's the name that Gannon used to apply for press credentials on Capitol Hill. He was turned down. Although he's a fixture at daily White House press conferences, Gannon has received a new temporary pass each day, instead of the permanent passes most reporters there receive. Gannon declined to be interviewed on tape for a second time today, but in a telephone interview this afternoon, he acknowledged Jeff Gannon was not his real name. He said his real name is tougher to pronounce, but wouldn't confirm that it was Guckert. Many people in broadcast news change their names, he said. As for those websites, Gannon said he created them for clients of a software company he used to work for. And Gannon says his Christian faith has enabled him to receive forgiveness for the sins of his past. Some liberal websites have responded with glee to Gannon's resignation, and Media Channel's Carr said bloggers have helped to keep the press corps honest. But Carr sounds a cautionary note.
We're also very concerned that they can oftentimes take the form of sort of an electronic mob where people are trying to score political points rather than to get to the truth of a story.
In an emailed statement, Gannon's former boss, Bobby Eberle, said he expected to hire a new White House correspondent soon. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.
You can hear an extended interview with Jeff Gannon at our website, npr.org.